Downloading Chicago Business.
It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business.
Yes, it's time for the Downloading Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment where we talk with Chicago small business owners and entrepreneurs. They tell us their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, let's talk moving and storage. We're in the thick of it right now at the Tribune Tower as we're moving out of here. It's, of course, a big business to move offices to and from and to provide long-term storage. 3MD Relocation Services is one of the preeminent commercial moving companies in the Chicago area. Its headquarters are located in Melrose Park. My next guest, Joe Joyce and John Fahey, were two of the founders that started 3MD back in 2004. And in 2013, with the help of Signature Bank, 3MD was able to acquire Joyce Brothers Storage and Van Company, the Joyce family business, a business Joe worked for the better part of his life. In studio tonight, Joe Joyce, the CEO of 3MD Relocation Services, and John Fahey, one of the original founders of the company. John, Joe, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having Justin.
All right, so let's get right into it. For you guys, let's talk about the company. This is moving and storage. It's been a big part of your life, guys. I mean, you guys have dedicated your professional lives to this. Talk about what it means to be in the storage and moving business.
What it means to be in the storage and moving business. As we've talked previously, Justin, I've been in this business all my life, so it's in my blood. My grandfather, my father, now myself, and actually my son are all in the moving business. So it's been good to me and my family. We enjoy it, and more so we enjoy our customers that we work with. They're the ones that make it possible, and I started out, on the trucks and then moving into the office, moving into sales. John and I, if we told you previously, have been together for 40 years. And, it's been a good ride.
Let me ask you what 3MD Relocation does. When we're talking about commercial moving, there's a difference between what many people are like, well, I got to move my apartment tomorrow or I got to move my house. That's residential. Commercial moving, you're talking about a lot of the buildings and the offices we see right here on Michigan Avenue.
Right. There is a big difference between moving a house and moving a large office of, anywhere from 30 employees to 3,000 employees. And we've been fortunate enough to have that opportunity, but it takes a lot of planning. A lot of coordination on our part and the customer's part. They've got to buy into the planning. They can't put it off. It's critical that you plan a move of that size, and it takes some time. John and I have had the opportunity of moving a lot of the larger firms in the Chicago area. One of the largest advertising companies a number of years ago, John and I put a plan together, and we moved over 2,000 employees over a Memorial Day weekend.
John, when you say planning, what goes into planning a move? I mean, is it everyone get around the table and you're like, you go here and we go here and everyone and break? Like, what goes into the planning?
Well, there's all kinds of things you need to do. There's common area file systems. Some of them are mobile file systems. You need to pack those up. A lot of times the employees don't have time to do that because they have a business to run. So they asked us to come in, pack them in sequence. Maybe knock down the shelving, bring the shelving over, then unpack them in sequence. And sometimes they have to have access to these files. So it takes a lot of planning to get that done, and there's various departments we do it for. So some of these moves get phased out over several weekends. But normally they want to move on a Friday and Saturday, possibly Sunday, and be operational on Monday.
I was going to say, that's a big part of the business, is that to have to do the job quickly. I mean, because you don't get 2 weeks to do this. You don't get to meander through the offices. A lot of times it's done on a weekend, it's done on a Sunday, because they need to be up and operational on that Monday. Talk about that. Talk about, and your experience of moving offices. How difficult is it for that? Have there been times in your career where you're like, that ain't going to happen. There's no way that's going to happen.
I don't believe in the word there's no way that's going to happen, but it's really changing a lot, though, nowadays. You mentioned yourselves, you're going to be moving out of this building. look around here and look at all the technology that's got to be shut down at one point and brought right back up at another point. With, you know, nonstop. So, you know, you've got to look at the planning of that. You got to bring in the, you know, the technical people. And that's more of what you're seeing nowadays, because the paper that we used to move years ago is no longer there. It's all on a computer. It's all on a server. It could be in another state, you know, or this could be the base state and they're going to switch it someplace. You know, they're going to run dual systems. So all that type of planning, you got to sit with the technical people.
Right.
And, you know, decide what's got to go first. You also got, you know, you've got other departments. You know, if you're moving an accounting firm, you know, in the month of April, they don't really want to shut down in the month of April, you know, but things have to happen. So there's departments. If you're moving a financial firm, a trading firm, they can't shut down till 5 o'clock on a Friday night, and they have to be up, you know, early on Monday morning. So
right.
You've got to coordinate the timing with all the, you know, all the technical people that are involved to make sure all that happens.
And I would assume just as offices change, I mean, there's an article we were looking at right before this, there's the Tribune talking about cutting costs and giving up desks and shared spaces and open floor plans and the way that it used to be, you stack up as many office chairs as you can and get them on the rig and take them to the new place. But are you seeing a difference in the way that corporations are approaching office gear, how they set up their offices, and in turn, how they move their offices?
Major difference. Most people are working on laptops now. So they'll go into a workstation that's not necessarily assigned to them, an unassigned workstation, first come, first serve, so to speak. And they have their laptop. They hook their laptop up to the network. They have a computer screen in front of them, and they're ready to go to work. We have one customer who literally told folks, you may have three crates of personal effects. You're not bringing any of them. Anything you can carry in a backpack, you can bring. If you can't fit it in your backpack, don't bring it.
That's got to be music to your ears, right?
Not really. We prefer the more the merrier.
Yeah, that's right.
People look at us all the time and go, oh, we got so much stuff. How are you going to do this? Hey, not a problem.
The more
stuff, the better.
In studio, Joe Joyce and John Fahey of 3MD Relocation Services. They, of course, do commercial moving. We're talking about moving offices and the business as it is here in the Downtown Chicago business. It is interesting because, as you guys mentioned, you spent a big part of your life. What are the challenges as you see the technologies change and you see all the conversation we're just having right now about how offices want to move, how they want to set up shop? Do you have to keep yourself nimble? Do you have to keep yourself as a business, as you guys, you know, trying to continue your relationships with clients but also find new ones? Do you have to almost retrain yourself about how to move offices and keep up with the way that the new retail space looks like in downtown Chicago?
Constantly.
Yeah, right. Totally. It's a whole new ball game out there, actually, that we're working with, to the point that where we used to do the moving, we just took in somewhere in the area of about 3,000 monitors that we're going to be installing. We never did that before. I mean, this is kind of a new part of the game that we're getting into, is where we're receiving the product and installing it in the new offices before anybody moves
right,
in.
Right.
So they come in and the monitor's already set up for them, the docking station set up, the telephone set up. But previously, you never think to ask a mover to do that. We're doing that now. And we're putting the asset tags on items and barcoding them so they know the positions where everything is. And again, that was, you know, movers, they can't touch technology. and nowadays we are. We're also, you know, putting furniture together. I mean, we've had to start, you know, we're doing hotel work. We're doing hospital work. Things that you never really thought of a mover doing it, but now what we're doing is taking it into our warehouses, cross-docking it, prepping it in some type of fashion, uncrating it, depending upon what that product is, and then we're delivering out to the, you know, the final end user.
Let me ask you guys this, because it is interesting to think about how the business is changing, but maybe in one way it's not. You have to keep these relationships. These are clients that you've had, whether it be at Joyce and a family business since 1916 or customers you've had at 3MD since 2004. things will go wrong in a move. There will be broken this or that, and you guys obviously want to keep that to a minimum, but it's all about the relationship, right? That's the middle ground. That's the center of commercial moving.
Definitely, and I think that's what our customer recognizes, is that yes, there's going to be problems, there's going to be changes, but we're going to be there. We'll live through those changes with you. I believe that's one of the successes of 3MD is the fact that the owners have all gotten involved in every major relocation. I mean, they've seen myself, John, Andy, Jim on the job site, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. We've been there, especially on the larger ones that we've been there. And we take an active part in it. I've been asked sometimes, I'm sure John and my partners, why are you guys here? You own the place. We're there because we care.
If a major decision has to be made relative to the labor force and trucks and equipment, we can make it. Whereas phone calls don't have to be made. We're making it on site.
All right, my last question is really about the idea of being able to acquire your old family business, Joyce Brothers Storage and Van Company, and to get that help from Signature Bank, which is, of course, the sponsor of this segment. What does it mean to have those connections, to be able to bring your old family business into your new business and be able to keep this all in Chicago?
That question's got a couple answers I'd have for it. But, it makes me proud that we were able to, the four of us left that company and the four of us came back and took it over. So like I said, it makes me proud that we were able to do that. At the same time, as I mentioned before, it's a little break in my heart that the fact that the old family business isn't that name anymore, that Barry Aspen name. But I again, it's still kind of the family business, so makes me feel good that we were able to do it. And I got to thank Signature Bank because they're the ones that did make it possible.
There you go. John Fahey, Joe Joyce, two of the founders. Joe Joyce, the CEO of 3MD Relocation Services here in Chicago, a company that, of course, is one of the preeminent commercial moving companies in the Chicago area. Joe, John, thanks for being here on the Download in Chicago Business. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.